Swamiji, last time you gave us the contents of the first chapter of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the contents of the second chapter of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika.
The second chapter is all about pranayama, but specifically at the beginning of the chapter, great emphasis is placed upon the purification of the system. Purification of the physical body and also purification of the nadis. So the first practice, which is really explained, is what we call anuloma viloma, and some call nadi sodana. This is the alternate nostril breathing, in which one, it's the most fundamental of all pranayamas. It's a very suitable exercise for complete beginners of yoga, but at the same time, it's practiced at length by very advanced hatha yogis, because it provides such an important work of purification of the psychic system, of the energy pathways, that it's crucial to the development of the hatha yogi. Having given that technique and explained about the purification of the nadis, then Swatmarama, the author of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, does not forget to also address the need to purify oneself physically as well. So especially for a certain category of aspirants who have more toxin, you could say, in their system than others, and those toxins could really hinder the deeper energy work taking place during the advanced practices to come. Then the Shatkriyas, or the six main purification exercises, are given out. And these are the cleansing techniques of Hatha Yoga, in which one cleanses the lungs, the stomach, the intestine, the tongue, the eyes, and I'm forgetting some for sure, but we go in, these techniques are very thorough in helping one removing the toxins and making one more fit for the more advanced practices. The more advanced practices of Hatha Yoga and what constitutes the bulk of serious Hatha Yoga practice is really those eight Mahakumbhakas, or eight advanced pranayamas, which are listed and explained in detail together with their benefits. The main benefits of those eight as a whole is the awakening of the Kundalini Shakti, but they bring countless other health and physical benefits as well. And this is, at the end of the second chapter, Swatmarama introducing more advanced practices which combine very well with the pranayama in order to get the most out of their practice. And those advanced practices are the mudras and the bandhas. And then this is the end of the second chapter.
Thank you very much, Swamiji. In the next video, we're going to talk about the third chapter.